Good afternoon, company.
Oh, hi, Johnny. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Hi, Tina. Thanks for calling.
Of course. I know I told you I'd follow up. Did you get to your destination?
I'm driving right now, but...
Okay.
I can give you a credit card, but I need to confirm that, I mean, I missed a couple of months, but I don't know how much I can pay right now. I can do like $29.95 a month, but I'm really not getting any calls for this. I'm just, all you're doing is keeping my website going. And for some reason, the only thing I'm getting is old customers calling the number to try to get a hold of me because they couldn't reach me on my regular phone, so they used the website. And it's just, it's not really...
So, I want to make sure that you understand that a website in and of itself will never bring a business new clients, right? It will do what it's doing for you, like have helping people that already know you find you and whatnot. So initially you had the program that had the first page placement on Google, the first page placement on Bing, all of the directories. So you were getting more exposure. And then when that changed to just the website hosting, I mean, it's a good thing that you have the site for $29 a month because it can help you in getting jobs from other sources, but it definitely won't perform the same as saying the $129 package will, because that's the one that will help you get exposure to the site to bring you clients.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I just don't know. I mean, the hosting, I mean, $29.95, I found, you know, where I just pay a one-time service for the year, like GoDaddy or whatever, and it's only like $129 a year. So I'm paying, how much am I paying? $30 times 12. You know.
What's that? Maybe 360, maybe 360 a year, something like that, huh? Let's see.
Yeah.
29 times 12. I just tried to do it in my head. Yeah, 348. So 348 for the year. So you have to understand something too about the GoDaddy sites is that our site, because it was built for you initially by the Google compliant technicians, they are highly rankable and they are compliant with the search engines. So sometimes people go to GoDaddy and they build their own site and then they pay $129 a year for the hosting. And then they tell me, you know, that that site never brings anything for them. And that's because if a site is not compliant with the search engines, those sites never ever get ranked. Right? So that would be my number one hesitation with you wanting to go that route. My second hesitation would be that we have your business name in the web address, comfortairsolutionstex.com. Okay?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You might go to GoDaddy and they might say, oh, all that's available is hvachouston.com or something. And you'll be like,
no,
well,
I'm just trying to get the best bang for the buck. You know, I like it. I mean, you guys are cool. I'm just wondering, like, if I give you the credit card, how much are you going to, I mean, because you turned it off for a while, the hosting, and it said, no, are you the owner? And then it says, not available. And so once I pay it,
so,
they'll
put a little orange banner up on the site that says the information here is no longer being updated. That's just a prompt to call us. Once the payment goes through, that orange banner will come down. One thing I can help you out a little bit with, Johnny, is that I can't go lower on the rate because typically you have to be a corporation to get the $29 pricing with over 100 locations. So somewhere along the line, they gave you the corporate rate for the hosting, which is great, but that's like the rock bottom that we go on hosting. But one thing I can do to help you out is your billing date is the 15th, right? And today's the 7th. So I don't want you to pay $29 now and then pay another $29 on the 15th. That's two payments too close together. So what
okay.
I can do is collect the past due one from October, and then once that payment's up to speed, I'll push the next one out 30 days which means you'll be paid in full until December 7th.
Oh, okay.
You'll get a full month rather than getting what, like a little bit over a week. That would be 8 days, another billing. So you'll get a full month before you're billed again.
Oh, so even though it wasn't hosting, I still have to pay a past due for a previous month?
Yes, because in the terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 15th. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior to cancel. But in that interim, your website is still live. The website stays up and running. They just put that little orange banner on the top, which is a prompt to have us, you call us. But like I said, what I'll do is I'll give you another month on the next billing. That way you didn't really miss out on any time because you won't get billed again on the 15th.
All right. Are you ready for a card?
Yeah, I'm ready. Go ahead.
Okay, it's 4342-5801-9204.
Okay.
9070.
Okay, expert.
10 of 26.
Okay, and the code on the back?
758.
Okay. So I will get your authorization. And other than the card, did anything else change? Is it still the Temple Street for the billing address?
Yeah, the billing address is 401 North Temple Street.
Okay, in Caldwell 77836. Okay. Now, I got an error that I put in something wrong on the expiration month, year, or code on the back. So did you say 1026?
Yeah, 10 of 20. I'm looking at the card right now. It says 10 of 26 and then 758.
Oh, I put 738. Okay. Sometimes I say computers have a mind of their own, but this was a user error. So I put 738. So I fixed that. 758. Okay. So let me try to process it again and then you will be good to go. So just, okay, good.
You just
going to
charge $129.95 payment. I mean, one of the $29.95
yes.
payments.
Yes, and it's not 95, it's just flat, so 29 even, okay? And I got that one to process, so you're all paid in full, like I said, until December 7th, okay?
Sounds good. Thank you. Appreciate
you're
it.
You're welcome. No problem. I understand. No problem, and have a great rest of your week, too, okay?
Okay, and if I need to make some changes to the website, I can call and... because I need to add a clause in there. I need to add something for my warranty information because customers are trying to get over on me on warranty stuff.
Okay. So
yeah,
if you know what...
company check out mm-hmm. their unit, and then they're making me have to fix them after the other company's gone in there, and that's not standard practice. If somebody else looks at a unit,
yeah,
then they assume that warranty or they invalidate your warranty with your company, and it's messing me up. I got to get it on my website.
So if you know how you want that worded, you can send that over to support@localsplash.com, and they'll put it up on your site for you, or you can update that yourself from your dashboard. Have you ever been on your dashboard?
Yeah, I know it's Go Clicks and then my phone number or something like that. I don't know what my password is.
You're pretty close. It's my.localsplash.com and the phone number is your username. Let me see if there's a temporary password in here. If not, I'll create one for you just so that you can get back in because you said you forgot what the password was, right?
Well, I thought it was Go Clicks.
Let's see. It is. It's still Go Clicks, all lowercase, all one word. So I just sent that to you again just so that you have it. And once you log in, just go to the top of the page. You'll see a little tab that says Business Info, and that's where you can make edits to your site from the dashboard.
Perfect. I know how to do that. Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate your help.
Yo, no problem. Have a good week.
You too. All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Okay, bye.